It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder. Embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey, Sean K.
What's up, baby?
Nothing. We're having a podcast now. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Sean was dressed up like Santa, but...
I was, but I haven't pulled the Santa outfit out of the closet in like 2 years, and I think my, asthma was kicking in.
Yeah, so Sean could have an asthma attack on this podcast, which is just the most holiday-like thing ever to happen, so...
Don't worry, I got an inhaler close by.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I'm a little worried about you. Because this podcast is all about the things you find, and nobody wants to find a Sean on the floor.
Nope.
Unexpectedly.
I'll be dead. Nobody's gonna,
happy holidays!
Nobody's going to be able to move me. I'm just going to die right there.
I'll roll you. Hey, Dee. Dee is here. And Dee has asthma too. Birthday twin. Maybe it's the birthday. Does your brother have asthma, Sean?
I don't think so.
All right.
If he did, he'd never admit to it.
Sean and his brother have the same birthday.
He couldn't.
And Dee. So anyways, let's talk about things. Caitlin's here. Talk about...
That's a lot of pressure right now.
I know! Caitlin says, I live for this podcast. And Sean's like, I can barely breathe.
If ever I felt pressure, I know my chest is getting tighter now. Jesus Christ.
You can do it.
I only gotta last like 59 more minutes.
Oh, buddy. We can cut off the podcast if you get super sick.
If I have a heart attack, will you stop? Don't stop it.
I'm definitely stopping it.
No, leave it. Leave the feed going so I can see like the paramedics and stuff coming in.
No.
Yeah.
No. Nope. Anyways.
Good promo, baby.
Do you want to talk about the podcast?
Sure. What is it about?
All right. So this podcast is about things people find that are strange or weird or unexpected or amazing or all of the above.
Carrie's idea. But it was a good one.
I didn't have any ideas this week.
Neither did I. I'll give you that. I don't know crap.
I found a Sean in a restaurant in Bar Harbor many a year ago.
That's not a
And
found.
That is the strangest thing I've ever found. But
that's
yeah.
Not when you really found me.
What?
I said that's not when you really found me.
Well, it's when I first met you. I just didn't know you then.
That's not when you found me.
Okay, anyways. So there's a great article. Sean is hopefully going to be more helpful for this podcast than now. And there's a
I
great.
I am being helpful.
No, you're not, baby.
Just kidding me. Refuting what you're saying doesn't mean I'm not being helpful.
You're being an obstructionist. Because
I got my Jose Cuervo hat on.
I know. Shawnee won a Jose. All right, before.
I didn't win it. I didn't answer crap for that trivia contest.
We went to a trivia night out in public, like real humans. And it was at a bar place that's also a tavern.
Which is a bar.
Okay. And. And it had a lot of questions, and we and Shawnee, our team won some things, and I didn't get anything of the winnings, but Sean managed to get the hat.
You can have my Bud Light koozie, baby,
and a Bud Light koozie,
or my Carabiner keychain, whichever one of those you want, or you can have the hat.
No,
you want that?
No, it's not really me.
Because you look sexy in this hat.
I don't think I would.
Yeah, if you put your hair in a ponytail and you put it through the hole in the back right there.
I don't feel like that's super me. Hey, speaking of trivia, it's Amanda. Hey, Amanda. Amanda might recognize that hat that Sean.
You know why Carrie has on my Jose Cuervo hat? Because tequila makes her do strange things. Tequila makes her take her clothes off.
That's a country song, isn't it?
I know. It's written for girls like you.
No, it's not true. He's lying. He's a lying liar who lies, as we all know. But the point of this podcast is to say hi to Caitlin, Dee, and Amanda, and everybody else who's listening after the fact, too. and talk about the strange things people find. So if you have a story, please let us know.
Yeah, if you got a story, chime in. I mean, I got one, but I'm going to try to save it for at least another 11 minutes.
11 minutes. Is that it? Should we put like
7:15, like a quarter way through?
A ticker for Sean's amazing story.
It's not that amazing. I have.
So that means that if I'm involved in this story, that makes it not amazing?
No, that makes it better. I'm just saying, take credit.
Oh, I actually repressed the story that he's going to tell in a little bit.
What we found.
Yeah. Anyways, so the 25 of the strangest things people have found around the world, and this article is from travel.com, right?
Yeah.
And the tagline is, travelers have found some seriously weird stuff when they're out and about, man. So 25, number 25, to me is one of the weirdest things ever, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to read it verbatim because it's so amazing. And if it sparks anybody else's story, please let me know. Someone forgot their shark on the subway.
Their shark?
Yes. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever says, but it says, it seems that this shark fell asleep on his morning commute. One can understand accidentally leaving a wallet behind or a cell phone while traveling on metros and trains. Leaving behind a shark, on the other hand, may cause many to wonder what someone was doing with that shark in the first place.
But I mean, was it like Mark Cuban or somebody else from Shark Tank?
No,
according to fall asleep on the subway and somebody claimed them as their own?
No, it was just, I don't know. According to the BBC, which has this article,
The
shark was found on a New York subway.
Yeah.
And they don't know why. Like, can you imagine you're like just in the subway and there's like this shark? Like, I would think Sharknado was happening.
Man. What? Alligators live in the subway, not sharks.
But that's why it's so weird, right?
Yeah. It was probably my brother.
It was not your brother.
You probably abandoned the shark, I guess. Your brother. In the glass jar one time.
So this happened a really, really long time ago. Like, 10 years ago, maybe. And allegedly, some people thought it was a stunt. But Time Magazine, others says Time, were just turned off by the smell of the dead fish on the N train.
Oh, so it was a real shark.
It was a real shark. And it also appeared right in the middle of Shark Week for the Discovery Channel's Shark Week.
Oh, they were just doing a promo.
That's what other people did. And so, like, they find the shark, right? And then some people start taking pictures with it. Some people put a cigarette in the dead shark's mouth and a Metro card by its side. And a NYU student, Brandon Sanchez, posted a picture of it on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And the reason, according to the New York Post, if you want to believe them, that the shark was there is that some kids found it while they were swimming at Coney Island in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then they passed it around like, hey, here's a shark, here's a shark, here's a shark, right? And then it ended up next to a roller coaster, and this 31-year-old guy, Chris Landros, found it. And he's like, oh, this is a beautiful dead shark. I'm going to take it home. But he forgot it on the subway.
Dude, if you find a shark in New York and you want to take it home, how do you forget it on the subway?
Well, he now says.
How do you forget it on
the subway? Well, that's the thing. He says, well, no, I just left it there for other people to enjoy the stinky shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So it's kind of solved.
That's like the time.
What?
So the high school where John Bell and I went when we were in high school,
yeah,
is probably a much better establishment now. But just before we graduated, like a couple of years, they actually built this huge pool with like diving boards and stuff on one end.
Yeah,
and in the summertime, the public could go there. So one day we went out and we caught a bunch of fish.
Okay.
I told you this story before.
I repressed it.
And we wrapped them up in our t-shirts and we dove into the pool and we let them go. So there was like four fish swimming around in the pool. until it died.
Yeah, they're in chlorine, man. That's right. That's
cool. They died eventually, but in the meantime, people were freaking out.
Why didn't they just take the fishies out?
Well, they did eventually, but all the swimmers were getting out of the pool. They're like, there's fish in here. Me and John and the rest of our friends were just hanging out, like in the pool, like nothing was going on.
Have you seen the start of the Netflix series Wednesday yet?
No.
Okay.
I don't watch shows that are named after the day of the week, any day of the week.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, where did that come from? That's just a lie. All right, but
this is Friday. She's a crazy chick.
In the beginning of Wednesday, which Dee Harris saw and says it was amazing. Yeah. There's a scene, and Dee will know it, and it has a swimming pool scene.
Yeah,
but it's a lot bloodier with the fish that are released.
No, man, we let them go live. They live for a little while.
No, it wasn't the fish that are bloody in the.
Oh, was it people?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have access to piranhas, or we might have done that.
Would you?
Maybe.
I can't believe they ever let you into law enforcement.
They didn't know about that. I forgot about that till just now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then how did you tell me the story before?
Well, I forgot about it till then.
Oh, my gosh. John Bell's here. Hey, John. And John says, do you want to read John's comment?
John said the guy who ran the pool looked right at me when everybody was running out of the pool.
Oh, no.
No, that's true. I remember that. We were highly suspect, but they couldn't prove anything. We were definitely under the spotlight, but we were just like, we don't know what you're talking about.
Did you get interrogated?
No, we left. Oh, yeah. We by the pool people, not by the cops.
You're so naughty.
Like the fucking lifeguard.
You're so naughty. Dee says about Wednesday, I know what scene it is. I told my brother I knew where she was coming from. Got to protect the little bro. I bet you were a great big sister, Dee. Yeah.
Neither one of you ever have said crap about that show, about the storyline or anything.
Well, I don't want to give anything away.
Good. No, that's good. Don't ruin it.
I'm not going to ruin it for you.
Don't be a story ruiner like you are for yourself.
Anyways. Are you ready? Are you ready for another story?
Yeah.
That could potentially my mouse broke. Start another story. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
All right, inspire another one. Number 24 on that list. So number 25 is a shark on the subway. Number 24 is something that people found on a beach. So
what? Like a bale of cocaine?
No, but I don't feel like that's that strange.
I don't know why people turn that crap in, personally.
What would you do if you found a barrel of cocaine?
A bale.
Oh, I don't know. They don't put cocaine in barrels?
Right now, today, I'd probably sell that shit.
Shawnee.
I wouldn't use it, that's for sure.
You would get... No, that's so bad for other people.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I turn it into loan to the proper authorities.
Okay, good. So here's number 24. Ready?
Yeah.
Again from travel.com. Not many can say that they've had a snowball fight on a beach. Travelers and locals of Northwest Siberia are the few who say they can. According to BBC, the Gulf of Ob, O-B.
That's the Lord's Beach, man.
It sounds like a place in Maine.
Oh, no, that's OOB.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyways, the Gulf of Ob experienced 11 miles of their coastal beach, and it was just covered in snowballs.
So they found snow?
Yes. And then they found snowballs, though, and it was at the beach.
Snowballs? They were pre-made?
I'm trying to find out.
Like they were pre-made snowballs falling out of the sky?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even have to roll them up in your hand. You could just pick them up and throw them.
Well, I'm trying to find that out because travel.com doesn't give a lot of details, it turns out, and can never answer your questions, husband.
I'm just saying.
Apparently, the snowballs were on a 11-mile stretch of the beach, according to the Siberian Times, and they range from the size of a tennis ball to 3 feet across.
Yeah. That could kill a dude.
Like, that would be hard to throw, honestly.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, man. Like, that just seems amazing to me.
That's
you know,
a snow boulder.
What?
That's not a snow ball. That's a snow boulder.
You're a snow boulder, buddy.
What?
I don't know. I'm going to show, for the people watching, I'm showing an image right now of the snowballs and snow boulders. Can you see them, bud?
I do. That's crazy.
Oh, wait. We went to Twitter.
Actually, like balls.
Yeah, they're like really huge and amazing and almost perfect looking, and they're on this beautiful sand beach, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, it's super cool.
Like, it's covered in snow to me.
Like, there's a picture of I think that's a child just sitting there in the snowballs everywhere.
Oh, you know what? I think that's bullcrap.
I think Frosty got there was a snowman massacre or something is what I think.
I don't think they fell. I think the snow fell because you can see all the balls are right at the high tide line. So
yeah.
The balls were formed from the snow falling into the salt water, which was already cold, and rolling it up to the shore.
Yeah. Well, you can see the drag lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, but they didn't fall from the sky. They were formed in the ocean.
Okay. So, according to,
tell me I'm right.
I'm going to tell you, according to Sergei Lysenkov, a spokesman for the Arctic and Antarctic Research Institute, it's a rare natural phenomenon. And as a rule, grease ice forms first, slush, and then a combination of the wind and the outlines of the coastline and the temperature may lead to the formation of such balls.
So it was formed by the surf and the cold weather.
Maybe.
What? Yeah. I was pretty much right.
So then, wait, let me give you your whole props, my friend.
All right.
Because CBS News says, just as kids roll snowballs along a snow-covered surface to create bigger spherical creations, ice on the beach rolled along the sand as the tides receded, creating the frozen orbs.
Imagine.
Yeah. It's kind of cool, though.
I should have been a scientist.
You should have been something.
Yep.
Yeah.
I should have been something. I'm nothing. My wife just said I'm nothing. I should have been something. Jesus.
I didn't mean it that way. I just meant that your amazing intellect was, did not get to get used. On the paths that you chose in your life. So, there.
You know, I gotta do some more research because this thing I chose has a lot of pictures in it.
Well, how about you just tell your story?
I'm gonna tell you about this first one because I like it.
Okay.
And it's from boardpanda.com.
Oh, all right.
And it's 142 times people found stuff in their parents' houses that were.
At their what?
At their parents' houses.
Okay.
That was too weird for them to handle.
Oh, no. This isn't going to be
I'm going to skip over. I'm going to skip over one. But number two is a coffee table. And it's a lion. And he's laying on his back. And his paws are supporting the glass table.
Yeah.
So as you look through, you can see like his mane.
Yeah.
His belly.
Yeah.
And his balls. But you can't see his penis, which is disappointing.
Why are you disappointed?
Because it says it's anatomically correct, but it's really not. You can only see his testicles.
Every once in a while, I really rethink our marriage.
But the poster says they cannot wait to inherit it.
Do you want that?
No.
Are you sure?
I would take it. It would look great in our living room.
No, it wouldn't.
But I don't know if it should be a lion.
What would you want if you had an upside down animal underneath a see-through, a glass coffee table?
A facsimile of one of our previous dogs.
No! Because I'd always want to, like, pet the baby belly. And it would be a dead dog. And it would be so sad. Dude. All
right.
Dude.
Well, maybe it could be you, like a cast from you.
No, definitely not. No.
That would be sexy.
No, that's disgusting.
Golly.
No, don't golly. Don't golly. Things have descended here. All right. Well, let's switch the topic into something even grosser, maybe. So this is from...
I've got something grosser. If I can figure out how to email you this image, can you put it on here?
Possibly, but let's not. So if it's gross. So
it
here...
might have a political thing, so we may not be able to do it. But...
Are you ready? The DailyMeal.com has a list of weird things, or they call it the weirdest things ever found in food, which as a kid was always like a big paranoia of mine, like finding anything that's not meant to be in my food.
Like what?
Like a worm in your corn on the cob, or
you know what? I found a penny in a can of French green beans once.
No, you did not.
When I was a kid, it wasn't in a can. It was in my plate. It was on my plate, but it came out of the can.
What?
Yeah.
Did you all sue the French green bean company?
No, we didn't sue the French green bean company.
Well, that's really similar to this one. Ready?
Yeah.
Which is a Virginia man. His name was Dave. And I like to think of him as Dave, but his last name was Cook, which is kind of funny because it's about food. He had a McDonald's burger, right?
Yeah.
And he bites in, and in between the patties, so it must have been a double burger, of course.
Must have been some sort of double cheeseburger, maybe. They got a double cheeseburger.
In between the patties, he totally found something better than your penny.
What?
A $20 bill.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, huh?
That's a good investment right there.
I know.
That is a hell of a return on investment.
And he said, quote, I was like, what is this? A $20 bill in my cheeseburger? Which is just like the funniest quote. Because it's like so obvious. And so apparently he told WTVRT, the news station, I've heard of people finding strange things in their salad, but never finding anything like this in a cooked burger. I was in disbelief. I was like, is this for real? So he didn't tell the employees right away because he wanted to keep the 20.
That's so cheap. Jesus. Not that I would care to tell him. I would take the 20 and go buy myself another double cheeseburger and still make like $17.
I know. Hey, Doug.
As a matter of fact, I think the double cheeseburger might be on the 2-for-1 menu. So you can get it for like $1 or $1.50.
He can make so much money off of that. But he did. He made 20. And Doug is here. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
He says hi to Doug. And Dee also says, how did a 20 get in his burger? And that is one of the greatest questions and mysteries of this universe.
Folded up in the quarters and nicely folded and compressed and how it jumped out of somebody's pocket into that burger, I don't know.
That's amazing.
Was it around Christmas time? Maybe it was a McDonald's employee just trying to be like,
maybe they're
I'm
like,
gonna give you, a, I'm gonna pay it forward.
Maybe Dave Cook looks like he needed a 20.
I'm gonna pay it forward.
Maybe he was a sexy guy and they wanted to try to give him a tip. Maybe they wanted to inspire him to come back. Because every time Dave Cook came into their McDonald's, their heart went aflutter and things were all happy inside.
Dude, that is the saddest movie ever made. You just wrote the McDonald's employee that's in love with one of their customers.
And it could
starring
be...
Julia Roberts and Kevin Costner.
I was thinking more Hallmarky.
Oh, so any actor and actress.
Yes. As long as they're Canadian. So yeah. And then they could realize like they could save the franchise. And then find the spirit of Christmas.
Hey, did you get my picture?
Oh, I don't know. If I
check your email.
Okay, but you have to keep talking while I do that because it's a podcast.
I can't talk under pressure.
Oh, dear God.
Holy crap. I got to turn my head around and pull it down over my eyes.
Why?
to hide so I can talk.
Okay.
So my next picture, which I don't have, you can't share, but
I might be able to share.
This one is a Christmas tree, and the only decoration on it, and it's covered with them, is dolls.
Oh.
It's like something you see on Ghost Adventures.
Really?
It's freaking scary.
Huh.
Even the top centerpiece is a doll.
Ooh.
And all around the bottom, like on the ground, are dolls.
Huh.
It reminds me of a house we used to go to at Christmas parties, but it wasn't dolls.
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't scary. That was special.
No, the dolls aren't scary. It's just the sheer amount of dolls that are scary.
Oh.
And you know it. Oh, so less because you think dolls are scary too.
I think dolls are a little scary.
They are.
Yeah.
I mean, in quantity. By themselves are okay, except for certain ones.
Yeah. They're just sort of like, they're creepy. Because they're creepy. People without souls. People like without zombies. You know?
Jesus.
And I can't seem to share that. I'm so sorry.
Can't share what?
That other photo you sent, yeah.
Oh, I think you're just scared to share it.
No, I'm not scared.
Because it's like a troll doll.
Yeah, all right, we can describe it.
Is one of those pencil top things.
Oh, I bet I can find an image of it somewhere else. So somebody, can you tell us the story behind this image?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I got to find it again. This is...
Somebody was probably...
No, it hasn't. There's no story, actually. Because it's like a tweet, so it says this.
Oh. All right, yes. Well, I found another one, so I'm going to show it to you all.
All right.
And remember, this isn't about politics.
No, not at all. It's about the scariness of the image.
And how you would feel if you found this. I think it looked like, in Sean's image, like they found it in the bathroom right by the bathtub, honestly.
Let's see. I don't know what that is, actually. It might
and there
be
you
a
go.
Toilet.
So so this was by their toilet, and it is an Amazon.com Trump troll doll.
So it's like one of those pencil toppers where you spin it, the hair gets all fucked up.
Yeah, I gotta stop sharing that now.
Spin it between your hands like this. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is what it's like.
But look at those eyebrows.
I stopped sharing. I couldn't look at it anymore. No. Troll dolls kind of freak me out.
It's got a little tiny penis with a mushroom tip.
Is that what that was?
Oh, it's a little zini penis, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, noses. This is not good.
I win.
You always win. D said, I could kind of see it behind Sean when you had it up on the computer. And D said, I just laughed out loud. Well, I'm glad you laughed out loud, D. At my horror, at my mortification. What has
Your
this world become? Yes. All right. So.
I want one of those, actually.
No, not that, getting it for Christmas.
That's
all right.
Hilarious.
So this
one.
Oh, wait. Okay, go, babe, but you gotta go. You gotta go.
Remember one of your advent gifts for me was the dish towels?
Yes.
Well, this is a dish towel.
Okay.
In somebody's parents' house,
right.
You, because that's the theme. And it's got a stack of dishes. It's like a pan, and then a coffee cup, and then a spoon, and then another pan, and another coffee cup. It says, don't worry, dishes, nobody's doing me either.
Oh, no. At your parents' house?
Yeah.
Although I guess that's kind of good, because nobody wants to imagine anybody, their parents, doing it.
No, but that's just sad.
No, it's wonderful.
It's sad.
It's wonderful. Doug asked if we bought our Trump trading cards yet, and I'd have to tell you no, because we are far too cheap to ever buy
trading cards. I gotta tell you, though. I'm thinking, I don't know how many trading cards he's going to put out, but $99 for, if he doesn't put out like a million of those things, it won't be too long. They'll actually be worth some money.
Maybe.
Be like the bobblehead. What do you call those? The
Funkos?
Yeah, the Funkos. You can list that on eBay.
Oh my gosh.
Trump trading card, Trump in Elvis costume. Oh my God, that would be hilarious. I'd love to see Trump in an Elvis outfit.
I'm sure it's out there somewhere, baby.
Yeah, like Photoshop. I want to see it for real.
I'm sure if you pay enough money, you could do that. But we're too cheap to do that. So, Rennie, here's another one from Travel, thetravel.com, right?
Yeah.
So this person, they get to work, but they've left something on the train, right?
And
it's a pair of fake teeth.
Why fake?
I don't know. But like,
is it theirs? Are they dentures?
Yeah, I think so. So according to Fox KTVU, a commuter found a set of dentures when going to sit on the train one morning. So can you imagine, like, I'm going to just sit here. Oh, yay. It's an empty spot. Teeth.
Somebody just bit me on the ass and didn't even know it.
Can you imagine, though? Like,
no.
Finding dentures on a train. I think that would be creepy.
That would be creepy, but were they just on the seat like a pair of teeth, or were they in like the bucket
like
the, of like, you know, this is what I keep my dentures in overnight so they're clean in the morning.
Oh, my mom had that for her bridge. I forgot all about that. Like, they had these little, do people still have those? Like,
I don't know,
these little
plastic bucket. It's just like a little Tupperware.
Yeah. That was creepy. I remember as a child, the first time I saw that.
Yeah.
In the house by the sink, because my mom forgot to bring it into her room with her. And I freaked out. I had no idea my mom had a bridge.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that, like, you could take it in and out. And it was just like these teeth in a plastic cup on the side of the sink. It was like X-Files horror movie. I thought for sure that it meant like everybody's body parts came off and stuff.
Like I missed a potato head.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like. I was so freaked out by that. I thought my mom was just going to take off her ear next and then like...
Yeah, ears in a little Tupperware dish.
Doug.
It would be transcendental, he said.
He's silly. He's so silly.
Transcendental.
He's a clever one. Way more clever than we are.
So let me tell you
a story, wait, Dee has her story first. Dee says, do you want to read Dee's, babe? Or you want me to?
No, I'll read it.
Cool, yeah. Birthday buddy.
This is quoting Dee Harris. Excuse me.
Dee didn't burp in hers.
No.
Okay.
She may have burped, but she didn't type it in there. I remember I found some of my grandparents' house. And I told my grandma I found our dentures. And she said, I don't wear those. Those are your grandfather's. She was mad.
I was. Like, my mom was
lying.
Yeah. My mom was like that too. She was always pretending like she didn't have it. Like, no, I didn't.
That's hilarious.
Those aren't my bright teeth. I'm like, you're the only one here other than me, mommy. It's got to be yours.
So, remember?
Are you going to tell the bad story?
Remember when we found that thing out in the woods?
Okay, just tell the story. I'm going to not listen.
Why?
Because it's upsetting to
me. You have to listen.
I think you need to set the stage for people who don't live here that we live in a pristine national park.
We don't live in the national park.
We live right next to it.
The civilized areas of mountains and islands surround the national park.
Right. And it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. People paint here. People write here. It inspires art and nature loving and oneness with the universe.
So one day, Carrie and I... we're out in the national park at an area that's close to a big lake. And we were walking down this little path, which we thought was a trail. And maybe it was.
Maybe it wasn't.
Very oft used. And we came across this thing sticking out of like the leaves. And we thought possibly it was a dead body.
We were like, oh no.
But upon further investigation by myself, I found it to be a sexual prosthetic. No, not a prosthetic.
It was like a piece.
It was a sex aid. No, not stunning right either. It was like the hard-up man's version It was.
You're having such a hard time with this. Oh my gosh, it's so
if
funny.
If a male or a female actually was laying on their stomach, it was the top half of their buttocks, and it started at the small of their back and would have ended just below their buttocks at the beginning of their thighs, and there was nothing there for penetration except the anus.
And we found that.
And we did.
In the woods.
And we didn't necessarily know that it was for sexual stimulation.
I still don't know.
Until we saw the cord coming out of the underside.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It was a cord, but it wasn't a cord like you plug into your wall at home. It had the cigarette lighter thing on it, so like you plug it into your car.
Oh, that's right. I had repressed that part, too.
So as you drove down the road, you could pretend like you were having anal sex with a real person.
Did you have to be that graphic?
Gender not required.
It was, yeah. Yeah, we found that. Wasn't there a mattress nearby, too?
Man, I don't know.
I think there was.
I think some high school boys just found their dad's thing and took it out in the woods.
But there were some guys, remember, really nearby?
Yeah, well, this had been there for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it was just like a thing. They just used everyone.
Maybe it's like a rite of passage.
They just stashed it there. Yeah.
For island boys.
If you want to belong to our club, you go yeah. here and bang this fake butt.
Yeah, that could have been. Doug Marshall says, a friend of mine in high school slapped a girl across the face. He freaked out when her teeth went flying across the room. He didn't know she had once been in a serious accident and had to wear dentures. Okay, there's so much wrong with that story.
That's
Doug.
Hilarious.
No, that one, slapping's not cool.
Hey, she could have been a royal bitch.
It doesn't matter. Know. We will not
you
condone physical violence on this podcast.
The no, end. We don't.
All right. But two, her teeth? Like, how do you live at, like in high school after your teeth go flying across the room?
Well, all of her real friends probably do.
Wow.
Because they would have known she was in a serious accident.
Wow.
See?
Wow. There's a cat meowing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So D says, my friends and I found a mattress behind our movie theater once.
That was free for public use.
That's so nasty. And Susie says she sent me a private message of a picture of a phenomenon that occurs in reed-filled lakes. It's a reed ball. My son finds the strangest things in nature. And did you know that MDI, which is where we live, has purple mushrooms?
Oh, hell yeah. Those are the ones you boil up and then drink the tea and then you go places you never thought existed.
Doug says it wasn't a real slap. They were just goofing around. I feel so much better now, Doug.
Like they weren't fighting.
They were pretend fighting.
Yeah, they were just, they were flirting.
They're flirting.
In high school. It's either fighting or flirting.
Oh, man. All right, hold on. I think I can share this picture for Susie of the reed ball, which I truly know nothing about.
Me neither.
All right, let's see. So what did Susie say? That it's a phenomenon that occurs in reed-filled lakes. Like, that's called a reed ball, right?
Like Hamilton's Pond.
Yeah.
Except those aren't reeds.
And there it is. Can you see it?
I see it.
It's a picture of a man's fingernail, and he's holding on his thumb, I believe, and he's holding this little ball, and it's like just like a.
But it's got stuff growing out of it.
Yeah, fortunately, it's a public post.
So it's how lakes turn into land, basically.
That's so cool. He says it's similar to a Marimo moss ball, and they consist of algae and tiny shreds of plant matter and twigs and seeds. See, that's such a nicer thing to find on MDI than
a fake butt?
Than the fake butt.
I don't know.
I think so. I think you don't
Depends
know.
Depends on who you ask. You can't have sex with a reed ball.
Oh, man. So Susie said it was baby reeds in her son's hands in the photo.
Okay.
Not the other story.
I was gonna say, yeah, Peyton reads my son's hands.
All right, you want to hear something super gross? I have a super gross story. I'm gonna tell you a super gross story. Ready?
Tell me.
So when a Utah woman named Troy Walker opened a can of green beans to use in a meal, this is green beans, Sean.
Yeah.
Which is where you found your penny, right?
Yeah, but they were French cut.
These look French cut as well.
Really?
Yes.
Now you got my attention.
So she opened a can of green beans and she's going to use them to take, because she feeds her elderly neighbors, it says. So she's this super nice lady in Utah. She looked in there and she's like, whoa, is that a burnt bean? And then she takes it out and she's like, whoa, it has eyes.
What?
Yes.
What the hell was it?
A snake head.
Really?
A little itty bitty baby snake head.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's way better than a penny.
So they had a recall on that one.
Oh.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
But it would have been really cool if she fed them to their neighbors.
No, it would not.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
No. Another woman found, like, you know, like Barilla Rotini, like the has three colors and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She found a petrified frog in her box of pasta.
Really?
Yes. Wow. And then possibly the worst one is this woman was at a restaurant in Japan and they were having a wonderful bowl of ramen, especially savory, unique. You know, umami, like sort of
because of
a human thumb floating in the soup.
That's umami's finest. A human thumb.
Yeah, well, it was only a little piece of the thumb, but yeah. So apparently, one of the employees had cut a chunk of her thumb off while slicing the pork for the ramen bowl.
Just went ahead and kept that pork.
And she,
you know, they don't waste anything at Chinese restaurants.
It was a Japanese
Asian
restaurant.
Asian restaurants, they don't waste anything.
At any restaurants, I don't think they wasted anything. And so there it was. And she was like, I'm just not going to tell anyone.
Dang.
I'm kind of impressed that they noticed, honestly.
Me too. I would have just gobbled that crap now.
You probably would have.
Jeez.
And the worst thing, I think, is in Keene, New Hampshire, at a Wendy's in May 2016, allegedly, a woman looks into her daughter's drink cup. I don't know why you'd look into your daughter's drink cup, but I guess she did.
Maybe she was just sitting across the table from her and gazed upon it. It's probably clear, like McDonald's.
No, Wendy's doesn't have clear cups.
Oh, you haven't been there in a while.
It was in 2016.
Okay.
All right, anyways, at the bottom of her daughter's drink was a slimy, rusted razor blade. And they think that, like, the cleaning crew, like, was cleaning and doing stuff, and they, like, threw it, like, were tossing it away, but it somehow ended up in one of these, in, like, the drink cup.
Well, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the soda was clear. So how did anyone not notice it? You know, like, it's nasty. And the picture of the actual razor is so gross. And the drink cup itself was not a clear drink cup because there are images of this drink cup.
Well, why was she looking at it? I don't believe that. I think she threw it in there.
Really?
Yep.
But why?
Trying to get a free meal.
I don't know if it would be worth it. Here, I'm going to show everyone.
Free meals, because they'll be like, hey, you're going to eat here for life.
Well, yeah. But like, so her original post was, I'm beside myself, sick to my stomach, shaky, disgusted, and so thankful my child didn't get hurt from this. The district manager is starting an investigation, so I'm glad they are taking this seriously, as things could have been much worse. But my poor little girl drank whatever nastiness this is.
I know she got sucked that razor blade right up through the straw.
Not even close. But it's still super nasty.
It is.
And apparently the razor blade was used by a cleaner on Thursday night. And then from the trash to a cup by an employee concerned. I think they put it in the cup Because they didn't want to just put it into the trash because they thought
they accidentally used the cup.
Yes.
I can see that.
Because they didn't think, like, if they just threw the razor blade in the trash, somebody could cut themselves in it. So they were trying to be extra careful. But then somebody filled the cup with soda and gave it to this little kid.
Yeah, that's where the fail was. They should have thrown the cup in the trash.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nasty. Doug said you can try, but I don't know what it was about anymore.
About banging the cat, the reed ball.
Oh.
That's what it was. You can try to bang anything.
I guess so.
But nothing compares to the real thing.
All right, so. Okay, so anyways, Sean.
What?
Stop.
Okay.
Okay, so Doug said, what do you do when you're a little kid and you find your mom's, or maybe I need to ask Doug to stop too. What do you do when you're a little kid and you find your mom's feminine hygiene stash asking for a friend?
You read the box while you're sitting on the toilet and get a little educated.
Do you want to hear one of the worst stories about me ever?
Figure it out. Then you don't say crap. What?
I don't know. Do you want to hear it or not?
Hear what?
One of the worst embarrassing Carrie stories.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. So I grew up in a house where everybody smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
For a very long time.
Yeah.
And
did you think cigarettes were really tampons?
I thought a tampon was a big cigarette. And
that's called a cigar.
I know. I was really little. And I put it was in the wrapper. And I put it in my mouth, and I walked out because I was a little exhibitionist.
Wait, you put a tampon in your mouth?
It was in the wrapper. And I walked out. Shut up. I walked out into the living room where all my relatives were, and I was like, whew, and I was like 4 or something. And my mother screamed.
I bet she did. Oh, my God. My family was just laughing.
Everybody else laughed, and my mother screamed, and I got rushed out of the room, and I...
You got your lesson in femininity out there, didn't you?
Oh, I still didn't know what it was. She just told me it was dirty. What it was?
She didn't your mama was afraid. To be honest with you, for your whole life.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I know. It's so bad. I hope no one's listening. All right, so Susie said, do you want to read Susie's?
Yeah. Okay. Susie says, I had a friend who worked for Standish's Cannery.
Stinson's, honey.
Oh, well, you know.
It's hard to recover after my story.
Sorry, that was a vodka alphabet.
Okay.
Stinson's Cannery, and she was cutting the heads and tails off sardines. And packing them in tins when she realized the end of her little finger was missing.
No!
You know what? That bone's no bigger than a sardine bone, so I'm sure it's fine.
I don't know. Look, see, my little finger's little. Put your little finger up, babe, so people can compare. Put it up so you can... Like, his fingers are, oops.
I can't see your little finger at all.
Oh, here.
There you go.
Look at the difference. Look at his little finger compared to my thumb.
That's your thumb.
I know, your little finger is the same size as my thumb.
Pretty much.
That's weird.
But you got tiny, sexy little hands and feet and everything.
That's not true, and nobody wants to hear that. Okay, so Doug said, when I was about 9, my brother and I found a used condom. All right, I said it at the
condom.
local sand pit / parking lot
spot.
It was still warm.
What? You're not supposed to touch
you
it, Doug.
Jesus. It.
Come on, man.
He was just a little 9-year-old boy.
You just kick it around with the toe of your shoe. You don't.
No,
touch it.
He probably thought it was a balloon. I thought they were balloons
for
a long time.
Well, I hope he didn't put it in his mouth and try to blow it up.
That's another story, isn't it? But
not from me. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Doug, that's so sad. Poor little Doug.
Good Lord.
I know.
If you got any strange bumps on your lip, that's why.
You know, there's a line, Sean.
Oh.
And you always got to go right across it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. I still love you.
That's how I'm made.
I know. I still love you. All right. Do you have any more weird things or should I go with another one?
You go with another one.
All right. So, and what is most likely a hoax? And I think you can tell that it might be a hoax because this person's last name is Faux.
Faux?
As in fake. A French girl named Eloise Faux, I can't say her name, sorry, Eloise, claimed to have found a dead baby rat inside a tea sandwich she was eating at New York's famed Plaza Hotel during high tea. Surveillance footage backed up the hotel's assertion that it was, quote, unequivocally a meritless claim. So that she faked it. Yeah.
But what the hell's a baby rat anyways? How can you tell a baby rat from a mouse?
I don't know. I'm sure you can if you know things.
Yeah, if you're like an expert.
Yeah. So a fuller story on this, right?
Yeah.
By Karen Lowe says that it was Christmas, right? And they were at this beautiful hotel. And there's a book, actually, Eloise at the Plaza. And it was an Eloise at the Plaza, but whatever. And they were having tea with her friend and her uncle. And a dead baby rat somehow arrived on the scene. But there's wildly divergent accounts about how that happened. According to Eloise and her uncle took a bite of his turkey finger sandwich and there was the rat. But the New York Post...
What the hell is a turkey finger
sandwich? I don't know. I'm not fancy enough for that. And then the Post said that the Plaza security footage shows the uncle handing his plate to Eloise, Eloise taking the plate under the table for several seconds and then handing it back to him.
Oh, yeah.
And then the photos show the top half of a baby rodent.
She's a damn liar. A thief.
Well, so is her uncle.
True.
Yeah.
Why? To get a free meal?
Maybe. I mean, it's the Plaza. But now, according, Eloise said that she's now afraid of sandwiches. And there was some psychological damage going on.
Because she got caught. Jesus.
There was also a woman in 2020 who bought an order of McNuggets for her kitties, not her cats, her kiddos. And inside was a chicken head that had been battered inside.
She brought that herself too?
What? No, that's actually true. It's not an urban legend. People thought it had to be an urban legend. It was not an urban legend. Somehow, an entire chicken head ended up in the McNuggets, battered and fried.
I ordered chicken nuggets for one of our kids recently and got a fillet of fish.
I think that's more common than we would imagine. John Bell has a thing. You want to read it, Boo?
Sure. The coolest thing I found was when I was cleaning out the babbling brook that ran through my property in Georgia. What was that?
What?
It's just passed in front of your screen.
That's a cat.
It did it again.
It's a cat tail.
It's a ghost.
I have found a cat tail on my desk. It's so strange.
I was pulling old broken tree limbs from the mud and a small animal skull with an Indian spearhead stuck in it.
Oh, that is cool.
That is cool.
Whoa. That's way super better than cool.
A fake butt.
So much better than a fake butt.
All right. I count on my desk now.
Look. Yeah, everybody can see it through my thing. That's so cool.
Oh, yeah, they can. Look, woo, there's my cat too.
Anyways, continuing with the most professional podcast ever. These people, according to travel.com, this guy is walking down, this is for you, Sean and John Bell, Siesta Beach in Florida. The year is 2001. The day is warm and humid because it's Florida. And this guy just having a good old time walking down the beach. And then he sees an 8-foot tall Lego man.
That's awesome.
And that guy, that Lego man, was actually a work of art by a Dutch artist, Leon Kuur, and his Lego man name is Ego Leonard.
Like, did he build it there?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to try to find out some more information.
I'm taking that home.
Wait, it's 8 feet tall.
I don't know. Truck? Station wagon? I don't care.
Well, huh.
How what?
I don't know. There's a lot of weird, different information about it. So I guess that Ego Leonard was an art project, and Leon calls himself a gorilla artist, and he's super huge, and he is like, the website of Leon Kuur says, red trousers, blue shirt, always smiling, your best friend.
Yeah.
Like, he just puts this art project, like the Ego or Ego Lego, I'm sorry, Ego Leonard, on beaches to see what's happened. Like, and it's been since 2007. And what usually happens is people are delighted and they're smiling because, like, it's a freaking giant Lego man. But some people are like, uneasy and like they get on alert, but because he made it as a well-known familiar figure, it usually just makes people curious, right? And on the shirt of the Lego is a text, no real than you are.
Really?
I don't know if it means no more real probably than you are, but it just says no real than you are. And that's supposed to give you a paradoxical feeling, like, is man's presence in this world any more real than that of Ego Leonard's?
If I'd have found that, I would have taken it home. Because it had to be worth something.
And well, anyways, like, it's like being featured in tons and tons of newspapers and photos.
When was this taking place?
I think it still does. It started in 2007.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Well, someday he'll be dead and it'll be worth a lot of money.
I know. But I think that's kind of cool.
It is.
Yeah.
I like anonymous. It's not anonymous, but
I think it was for a little while.
I like the concept of anonymous artistry like that.
Mm-hmm. I wish there was more street art everywhere. Especially in our town. Hint.
You get in trouble for that. Hint. In our town.
No, that's just political street art. But I think that it would be really, really cool if there was.
Some places it would.
Yeah. Like, I would love to go walking down Main Street and then see a giant Lego man. It'd be so cool.
Just out of the blue.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Like, I just think that would be amazing. Can I tell one more before we go?
I think you can.
All right. So these people in England are on vacation, right? And they find a...
They're on holiday.
I'm sorry.
What?
They're on a beach, right? And on this beach, it's known for dinosaur fossils, right? But they find a 40-foot... dragon skull, and they're like, this is a dragon skull, it's 40 feet long, it's the size of a bus, what is this, oh my gosh, can you imagine? But it turned out that it wasn't a real dragon skull.
No. Are you kidding me?
Shut up.
After all that,
it was actually an ad from Blinkbox.
It was what?
An ad from Blinkbox to promote Game of the Thrones.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know, but I wish it was a real dragon skull.
Well, there's a problem there. In that the word real would take away the dragon effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but I would like it to be real. You know?
Of course.
I don't know. And, another thing that somebody found, I don't know if it counts as finding, is they were in an airport, you know, and you know how you can have like emotional support animals.
Yeah.
They tried to bring an emotional support peacock onto the United Airlines flight.
Nice.
Yeah.
Except, have you ever heard of peacock? Excuse me.
Yes.
You have?
Yeah. They used to have them at the animal park where I grew up, and we always had the field days all the time.
Did you
field
grow up trips. In an animal park?
No.
Holy crap, that explains so much.
You're so mean to me. Where did you find Carrie? I found her at an animal park.
Oh, yeah, I mean. Jesus.
What?
She was raised by the wolves.
I was raised by the peacocks. No, I'm sorry. Where
not
I grew,
nearly that loud.
Where I grew up in Bedford, New Hampshire, they had we often went to an animal park, and I can't remember. I think it feels like Benson's Wild Animal Park was the name. But that could be terribly wrong. And they had peacocks there. And I've told you this story because I won a trivia contest in first grade answering questions at the animal park. And my winning was a beautiful peacock feather, which I brought proudly home to my mother.
And your mom freaked the fuck out.
Yes, my mother freaked out.
She was afraid of birds.
Because she was afraid of birds and screamed and told me to get that filthy thing, once again, filthy things, out of the house. Oh my gosh, it was disgusting, and like panicked, and I had to take it outside and bury it, and I cried.
You poor girl.
I cried.
I'm so sorry.
You okay? Your eyes are half closed.
Oh, how's that?
A little better. Hey, thank you for listening to the podcast.
Hey, this is our last podcast before, like...
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Before people...
Before Christmas.
Oh, for those of you who celebrate Christmas, happy Christmas. For those of you who celebrate Hanukkah, that's about to happen. Happy Hanukkah. And happy holidays, all high holy days.
And if you don't celebrate nothing,
good for you.
Still be happy.
Yeah. And either way, have a good next couple weeks.
2 weeks, babe.
All right. That's what a couple is.
We'll be here right before the first of the year. We'll be back.
Maybe.
So we'll be back.
I don't know if we're going to survive that
ourselves.
All right. Goodbye.
One last time before the new year.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.